And a campaign is being run in part of Surrey to try and combat the problem of dog owners not cleaning up after their pet. Surrey Heath Borough Council has joined forces with Keep Britain Tidy and will be putting posters up across the area. They're urging people to ensure that they remove dog mess from public areas. Councillor Vivian Chapman is the portfolio holder for the community at Surrey Heath Borough Council and joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Vivian.
Good afternoon to you.
This is one of those issues that it sounds like a trivial issue, but it's not, is it?
No. Perhaps I can say from the start, we don't have a huge problem here. We're a very clean borough, and I'm very proud of that. And the vast majority of dog owners do clear up after their pets. But we do have 2-3 reports each month that sadly some do not. So this is the campaign, which we'll be putting across, as you quite rightly said, public areas and the parks, to remind people to actually put their dog's mess in a, they can put it in a plastic bin, a plastic bag, and either into one of our dog bins or any other litter bin. And so it's to get that message across.
Isn't it a case, though, that we already know that that's what you should do, but some people simply can't be bothered to do it?
Well, this is it. It's about education. And we want to be backing the people that do it and are responsible, because it's the worst kind of litter that you can actually get. We feel it is dog litter and poo. So what we're going to be doing, we're doing this campaign, as quite rightly said, with Keep Britain Tidy Group. We've got an awareness campaign going on with a series of community road shows in 5 areas during the next month. And there we'll be handing out information and plastic dog poo bags, as well as forms for people to report incidents if dog walkers don't clean up. And this is an anonymous report it form, and it will be available from our road shows or also on our website. Because I think a lot of the problem here is sometimes people maybe know the person that's doing it continually, but they don't want to be seen as sort of telling tales on them. But this would be as an anonymous sort of thing.
So really, if you can't appeal to someone's social conscience to do it, then maybe get others to tell you exactly who the culprits are. What will happen to them? Will you be able to take any further action against these people?
Yes, well, what we're intending to do is increase the enforcement patrols in the parks and areas where it's being identified and where there's a problem. If people fail to clean up after their dogs, there is a £50 fixed penalty fine, or up to £1,000 if court action is taken. But obviously, we don't want to go to those measures. We'd rather not do that. So we'd rather do it in the form of this campaign and educating people.
So hopefully this will have an effect and you can be even cleaner than you are already.
Well, absolutely. I'm very pleased to say we are one of the cleanest boroughs in the whole of Surrey, for many reasons, clean streets, etc. But also, dog's poo can actually cause serious illnesses amongst children and other members of the community. So that's another side of it, really.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme, and all the best of luck with that particular campaign. Councillor Vivian Chapman there.